Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Special holiday edition of the big show. We're going to talk about places to go in 2009. We have a full schedule ahead of us of dive trips that we are going to partake in and invite you along for the ride. Explore Ventures, the official live aboard dive company of Scuba Radio, has working with us right now to make, you know, schedule out the weeks on some of their boats throughout 2009, and we're going to get into that a little bit later on the big show today. Also, we are going to find out the latest information from our buddy Pete at Scuba Board on some dive things associated with the dive industry. I don't know if you heard, but Scuba Diving Magazine has been bought by Sport Diver Magazine, and what that means basically is that scuba diving probably is going away. So if you have a subscription to Scuba Diving Magazine, expect to get copies of Sport Diver pretty soon. I haven't heard that from the official sources yet as far as that's what's going to happen, but chances are the same thing that happened to Skin Diver Magazine a few years ago when it got bought by Scuba Diving Magazine. It now seems like the same thing has happened to Scuba Diving Magazine by the folks there at Sport Diver. So there'll be one major dive magazine, at least of those three. And, of course, you still have Dive Training Magazine and fine publications like that as well. But the major three up until 5 years ago have pretty much gone south. So what will that mean for the dive industry? Or is that just a barometer of things in the dive industry? I don't know.
Is that a barometer in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
We'll just.
It is rather moist.
Hey, put your hands back up on the counter there, buddy boy. Now, I don't know. I mean, honestly, it could just be a print thing. I mean, because, obviously the economy is hurting on a lot of levels, but print media overall has been taking a hit in a big way. And actually, here at Scuba Radio, we're doing quite well. But we're not in the print business either. We do a radio show. So we'll talk to Pete, who is with ScubaBoard.com, about his perspective on that a little bit later on. And then, and if you want to chime in, we'll share the number with you as well today. By the way, remember, the 888 number is not working today. It'll be working next week, but because we're here at the new facility, we have a special 407 number that we'll give out. Do you got a bill handy? Let's throw it out and just we'll give it to you if you want to call in and chime in on today's show.
That number is 407-389-8574, 407-389-8574.
There you go. All right, so it's on your quarter today, but next week we'll have the 800 numbers up and working here at the new facility. All right, now first up on the docket for this hour is our buddy Captain Marlon Scott from FishMonsterRadio.com. Captain Scott, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on, gentlemen? How are you?
Now, we're doing fine. Now, Scott there is in Key West, and he's been following the Vandenberg Project for us. Now, we were on a couple weeks ago and talking about how it looked like the wreck there, the Vandenberg, that they're hoping to sink off the coast of Key West, was not going to happen because the money that needed to be raised to get this vessel back down to the Keys after being stripped and environmentally, scrubbed to be sank as an artificial reef. The money wasn't there, and they're having a problem with the shipyard. Now, what has happened?
Well, I guess you could say our eagle has landed. Nicely done. Jack Spotswood in First State Bank in Key West. They went up there to Virginia, and they bid, had the highest bid, but it saved about $250,000 in actual expense. $1,350,000, they bid for it, they got it, and it's going to make its way down to Key West. We're hoping to go in the water or underwater the end of February, 1st of March. That's what we're thinking. So, big hurdle, we're over it. Now we're looking forward to having one of the most dynamic reefs, artificial reefs, in the world here in Key West.
All right, Captain Scott, I got an important question here. Do you have any idea who they were bidding against? Because I really enjoy stories where I know who really got the screws put to them.
You know, it sounds like there was a couple scrap metal guys there. They were going to make it into razor blades at one time. And I know its sister ship ended up being beer cans way back in the 1970s and 80s. I think that's when that one, the sister ship of the Vandenberg, ended up becoming scrap metal. So it was either going to be razor blades, it was going to be some sort of maybe an I-beam, maybe railroad tracks, who knows. But the people that were bidding on it were scrap dealers. So it's done. It's in the book. We got it. It's everything's taken care of, and now we don't have to worry about that part of the deal.
So in my
get down here.
So in my scenario that I'm creating in my head, Fred Sanford is bidding against the town of Key West for the rights to the Vandenberg.
Yeah, and he lost. He lost.
And you should have seen it.
Enough.
When he lost, you're like, I'm coming home, baby. I'm coming home, buddy.
It's a big one.
Was her name Ethel? I don't remember.
I think it was Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
It's Louise. I'm coming home, Louise. That's who it was.
Oh,
it was
Wheezy. Wheezy.
Yeah.
I think you're confusing it with the Jeffersons, but we'll move on.
You're right. It wasn't that. Well, you know, that's a long time ago. I think I was 12 when that was going on.
Yeah,
Who knows?
I only have one George Sanford impression in me for the year, and that was it.
George, that's nice. Was George Fred's brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, Fred. Yeah, okay.
Well. Yeah, well, you got another year to work on it. You'll get better.
I mean, you guys got the wreck, and it's going to go down. It's 10 feet longer, I believe, than the Spiegel Grove, so it'll be the largest artificial reef once it's sunk in the Keys by 10 feet, and every foot counts, evidently, but it'll be a spectacular wreck dive. Now, where exactly is it supposed to be sank there, Scott?
In the water.
Well, right now I am staring at the exact spot from my perch at the former Oceanside, Kings Point Marina on Stock Island. It's due south of Oceanside, so about 6 miles right by the Sambos, the Western Sambos, 140 feet of water is where it's going in. It's going to come within 40 feet of the surface, which is really going to be the best part of the whole deal. It's going to come within 40 feet, so you can snorkel it, free dive it, and scuba dive.
Right. Now, is
on the wreck.
Is it in the, I guess it's in the sanctuary, right?
The Florida Keys Sanctuary, yeah. It's not going to be I don't believe it's going to be a sanctuary, a closed no-take zone. It's going to be for fishermen and divers alike, and I think you'll be able to spearfish on it, just like you do with the Spiegel Grove.
Yeah, okay. Well, fair enough. They're shooting for March, but in reality, we know how these things go. The chances are it's March. I bet it's going to be at least summertime before we see this thing going down. I don't want to be pessimistic on this, but come on, you know how this stuff goes. You've dealt with this enough.
It was only a money issue before. Now that's all taken care of, I mean, they're ready to get this thing down. You know why? I tell you, Joe Weatherby and the commissioners and all the FWC, everybody wants this thing to go underwater right away. I bet it goes on a fast track. I bet it makes it February, March. I really do.
In the water. Has it been approved? Has it passed all the EPA standard stuff, or does it still have to go through all that permitting process?
Well, the way it sounds, I think it's pretty well ready to go. They're going to finish up some cleaning down here once they get it into Key West, and then it's ready to roll. So, yeah, I mean, there could be some hitches, but it won't be the 10-year hitch we've been dealing with. it may be months now, maybe months. That's it.
You know, if I can make a suggestion, I don't know if you have any sway with the powers that be, but if Greg could captain the ship Greg is very capable of sinking vessels of all sizes, shapes, and style. I think if you wanted this to be sunk quickly, you should commission Greg, the dive master, as your captain for that vessel.
I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. I've been watching this guy in Chicago, and I'm thinking if you put me in charge, I could cut a deal with you under the table. We work a little deal where I captain the boat and take it from the shipyard down to Key West. And almost as soon as I get to the dock in Key West, I just accidentally run into something about 7 miles offshore in a special little spot. You hear what I'm saying? You hook me up with like some free food down there at the bar and on Duval Street, right?
He's not going to give this away.
Oh.
You know, there's you got enough time to plan for it, Greg, as well as your George Jefferson or your Stanford.
It's going over that well, is it? Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's going to need some work too. You have to refine that little argument, but yeah. I can feel you. I feel you.
Okay. Well, there's an ointment that'll clear that right up. So don't worry. But yeah, it's good news that you're getting it. We'll see how long it takes to get it sunk. The bottom line is it's not dead. And 2 weeks ago we thought it was. We thought, oh,
yeah,
it just isn't going to happen.
We were pretty disappointed with the whole thing, especially the way the economy is. I mean, it's not very popular to spend $1,350,000 and then have it just go to the bottom of the ocean. I mean, it doesn't make good financial sense in a lot of people's eyes, but it makes good financial sense for us in Key West. But then again, we're not normal down here. So what are you going to do?
Well, good point. And I don't mean to focus on negative things associated with, but the downside to this whole process is that razor blades are likely to go up. The cost of late razor blades are going up because they couldn't turn the Vandenberg into a bunch of them.
Yeah, so, that's right. Well, you should just quit shaving and then go diving. How's that?
Yeah, if you see any sales, now's the time to stock up on razor blades. All right. Well, Scott, thanks for the update there, buddy. Fishmonsterradio.com. You can check out his show weekly down there on the Florida Keys radio station, the world's finest fishing grounds radio. And keep us up to date on this, buddy, and have a great Christmas.
Great. You guys do the same. We'll talk to you soon.
He was out on the boat earlier today and catching, you know, all kinds of stuff, like dolphin, marlin, all kinds of cool stuff. And I don't know, have you ever done that, CJ? You know, last time I was down in the Keys, I actually went out with Captain Scott, and he was fishing for dolphin fish, and I jumped in the water and videotaped them. Matter of fact, I still haven't got that video up on scubaradio.com.
Is that how you got that hook in your mouth?
Yeah, that's it. That's how it happened. But it actually was pretty cool. It was really, that was something to see. You know, I got to get the video done. I got this, I got to tell you about my Australia video too, man.
Yeah.
Oh, we got so much to cover. How are we going to fit it all in? You know, this whole new studio thing has me all frazzled, all out of whack, all out of sync. But we'll get it together. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
What's the family plan for Christmas this year?
5 bowls of flushing?
4 roids of throbbing? 3 nose hairs waving?
2 children starving?
Scuba Radio, Scuba Radio, Scuba Radio is the place where all good divers go. Scuba Radio,
I love it.
Scuba Radio,
God help me, I love it.
Scuba Radio is your first and only diving show.
Fascinating.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea. Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you?
We don't have enough time to go into that right now. But that'll be the last time we get to play that little Christmas ditty, unless we want to just play it next week for the hell of it, just because it's the end of the year. We could do that, maybe. But I don't know. We'll take requests. If you want us to play some more of the Christmas ditties we're sharing with you today to put you in the holiday spirit, we'll be glad to maybe share some of that stuff next week on the big show. Remember, it's Abby's homecoming.
Woo! So we'll be putting somebody else into the holiday spirits.
We will be, yes, putting, what exactly did you have in mind? A wine glass or some kind of cocktail glass and have her swim around in it? Is that what you're getting at? Or
it's a big glass.
It'd be huge.
Well, it would be big for a glass, but it wouldn't have to be huge.
Well, that's true. She's kind of small.
Yeah, she's diminutive.
Exactly. She's a little person. So
she's a Shetland person.
Anyway, you know, there are places that we have to go. You've told us to go many places before.
Horrible, terrible places.
They rhyme with bell.
But, you know, we like to go diving, and we are going to do that again in 2009 on a even bigger scale than what we did in 2008.
The devil, you say.
Now,
do I get to go twice?
At least. It'll be totally up to you. You know, let's see. We went to Andros, Australia, Turks and Caicos.
When you say we.
Yeah.
You went to Andros.
I did go to Andros, and right. I appreciate that. That was fantastic.
And I did invite you to go to Australia, too. And you said, no, you could not go.
Yeah, you said, hey, Bill, do you got 2 weeks with nothing to do?
That's right.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm on a quest to find out which way the toilet water flushes. And you said, I don't have time.
Could you just look that up online or something?
I told you it was a two-man job as well. and no, you can't. You know, there's one thing. What, are you going to just take somebody's word for it, CJ? Come on.
Yeah, pretty much.
You are rude.
Hey, that's how you researched show prep for this show. You just taking stuff off the internet and not checking it at all.
That's not true.
Music for sharks. That's ridiculous. Come on.
I didn't get that offline. I got that.
I saw the printout.
It was in the Weekly
like
World
somebody
News.
Emailed that to you. Yeah.
So, anyway.
Right next to Bat Boy.
We had
not the baseball kind.
We went all over, though. We did Turks and Caicos, Australia, Fiji. I mean, I did some amazing traveling here in 2008. And the way it looks right now, 2009, is at least going to match it, if not eclipse, what we've done. How I'm going to pull it off scheduling-wise is going to be a challenge. I can promise you that. However, we already are in the works of finalizing 4 weeks on a liveaboard cruise with our friends at Explorer Ventures, the official
consecutively?
Liveaboard company.
Yeah, hey, CJ, you got a month to take off
to do
liveaboard diving?
No. See, I have two other jobs and other familial responsibilities.
Okay. All I can say, losers.
We're losers because we have jobs. We're gainfully employed with family.
Come on.
Complete losers.
You don't need a family. You get another family.
I hear you can just make them.
Yeah, you can do that.
There are families just waiting at Kmart to be adopted.
Exactly. No, but seriously, we're going to do 4 weeks, obviously, like once a quarter.
Again, we.
For a week.
He means,
yeah, you guys are going to be invited to come on these, and they're going to be Scuba Radio,
weeks.
Scuba Cruise events. And just like we did this last year, we're going to actually kick them up a notch even better, because not only may we have a mermaid or two on board, you might come along, CJ, for one. We're talking about pulling some of our contacts from some of the manufacturers we work with, like camera operator or camera companies and some of the dive equipment manufacturing folks. And they've offered to provide equipment and product for the people on board to use for the week. So we're going to basically make it a much, even bigger event than it already is, if not just witnessing a Scuba Radio broadcast live from a liveaboard boat isn't enough. You might have a shot to win some cool stuff and use some brand new dive gear.
So you're sweetening the pot.
Yes.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com.
CJ is in the studio here at the new broadcast facility for Scuba Radio, and he has a list. He's not checking it once, he's checking it twice, and marking off things that he's done as what's been naughty and nice. Is that what that is? What are you doing exactly?
Nothing.
Are you just trying to get in the holiday?
No, that's just it's a boring, mundane thing, not meant for air. It was literally my to-do list today.
Oh,
and it said to-do. Scuba Radio, and I checked it off.
Just checked it off, did you? Wait, what is
it? Right, that's because he's been phoning it in up until now, and now he's done. So what we get out of him for the last 30 minutes is, I've already checked you off my list. I'm
We're
sorry, I'm
here.
Not paying attention.
Yeah.
Marked it off. You're done. So, does your list go past today, or is it only one day at a time?
I've got a list for all week.
For all week.
This crap I have to do.
Is there any diving in that?
I wish there was. No, sadly, no.
And why is that?
Wow.
He's got too many damn things on his list.
I got too much to do this week.
Well, what do you think? Are you going to do one of these liveaboard trips with us this time, CJ? You did Turks and Caicos.
I'd love to, but I can't go 4 weeks in a row.
We're not doing 4 weeks in a row.
That's what Bill said.
Well, that's only.
Yeah, I would definitely consider me to be the ultimate source of information. I did say it.
I could do a long. You know what? Ideally, a long weekend is.
Is good. Is
great.
Well, we're going to have some.
I may be able to pull off a week.
We're going to have some long weekend trips scheduled here in 2009 as well. But we're planning to head back to Turks and Caicos.
Oh, that was my favorite back in last January.
Yeah, now that was nice. Now, here's the liveaboard trip that I think both of you guys ought to go on.
Okay.
Now Pete from Scubaboard, he's going to come on the show here in a little bit. And he was on my trip with me just over a year ago in Saba. And that was the first Explorer Ventures liveaboard that I had the opportunity to visit.
Isn't that the one you brought the horrible, miserable, undrinkable liquid back from?
You mean the liquid wood? The wood? Hardwood?
No. No,
that
I mean
Dominica.
I meant Cava.
Oh, the Cava. No!
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Old St. Nick's got bourbon breath. It's so cold you could catch your death. A cop sold me some crystal meth. It's a merry Christmas. Everything's so Christmassy. The streets are twinkling with frozen pee. My priest just sat on Santa's knee. It's a merry Christmas. All the kids go to bed each night to dream what Santa brings them. Unless they're Jewish or Muslim or some other chip religion. Crappy toys flying off the shelves. Midgets dressed up to look like elves. Spread good cheer or burn in hell. It's a merry Christmas.
Ah, yes, that definitely puts you in the mood for the holiday season. Now, we're talking about things to do on the liveaboard trip, and Bill, you're confused. He said, you know.
So Saba was not where you came back with that horrible, horrible beverage. Does that mean Saba's the only one you've come back from without some horrible beverage that you expected me to drink? Because Dominica, you came back with that hardwood.
Yeah, you haven't narrowed it down enough, unfortunately, because every trip I come back on, I've had at least three disgusting liquids that I brought back for you guys to sample. One was hardwood.
Right.
That was from Dominica.
Okay.
Which the guy on the street who sold it to us said it's made from this bark of this tree that only grows on the island of Dominica. Right. And
it smelled like it was sucked up out of a sewer.
Yes, but...
And I left it at the old studio.
It supposedly will help you with your manhood. Then there was...
CJ's all the help I need.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I can't wait till they put some glass between us. We really need a glass. That's the first construction they need to do.
You can throw stuff at them right now.
Nothing's loose. Everything's bolted down.
Oh, that's true.
It's just wires and stuff.
All right, so we had hardwood from Dominica. We had kava from the island of Fiji.
Oh, that's Fiji.
Craig, why don't you sample these, determine that they suck, and don't bother bringing them back. Don't bring us back something
you had
unless
kava.
It's amazing.
Kava was all right.
I hated it.
But it was
nasty.
It made your lips numb, though, didn't it?
Oh, congratulations.
Actually, you know what? I didn't even try it. I sniffed it and like a wild animal and just said, oh, my God, that's not ingestible.
So you're saying the same thing could have happened if you would have drank rat poison.
I'm saying just, you know, filter it.
You can chew on a battery for a while. Your lips will get numb.
Well, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I'm just saying.
Poor man's version of kava. Chewing on a battery.
There's a poor man's version of kava?
Would that be like a car battery or like a D-cell?
I like double A's.
Okay.
They're easy to get my teeth around.
Okay.
Whatever you say.
I like double D.
I don't know. What other disgusting beverage did I bring back from a destination besides kava and hardwood?
You said three. I only said two.
We're missing one. There was something else.
There's something else.
Was it some exotic rum?
Here's the thing. Every time you come back, I think, well, this time he's going to think to have gotten us some gift.
Nah,
some small token of appreciation.
Even a refrigerator magnet, for God's sake.
Yeah, something. Somebody went to Fiji and all I got was this lousy refrigerator magnet.
Well,
let that be a warning to you both. That
if I don't go, I get nothing.
Exactly.
I'm serious. I need magnets.
on the trip.
His refrigerator's freaking falling apart.
No, I've got all this stuff on my fridge, and I'm short magnets. I'm doubling and tripling up on some things.
Well, that is why, you know, you need to come on one of our liveaboard trips. Maybe, you know, the one in Saba would be so cool about that one is that there's four islands that you visit on this week-long liveaboard, which is unique. Unlike what we did in the Turks and Caicos, you fly into the Turks and Caicos, and we're on the boat for
the
week.
Which was awesome.
Yeah, and that's great. Don't get me wrong. It's great to be on the boat and cruise out there in the middle of the ocean and just watch the stars at night and things like that.
Drink horrible liquids.
When you have all these ports of call, it makes it even one step better.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Cavern, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already, what is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to CoralCavernsResort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Behave yourselves, because Santa can still look into his magic snowball and see just what you're up to. And now that you know all about him, you can be darn sure that comes snow or high water,
Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Did I mention, by the way, that we don't have any chairs in our new facility? So we're standing, which is a little different. Not used to this. I'm thinking we need to put a treadmill in.
I'm telling you what, standing for doing radio is the way to do it. And if I knew the person who was responsible for drawing up these plans, I would congratulate him. I think he did a great job.
Yeah, that would be Bill the producer.
Good job, Bill.
Yeah.
I always stand up. But I figured I'd make everybody stand up. Everybody else looks so comfortable.
Let's not forget who executed the plan, though. Who helped install the hardware. Who would that be?
A Sith Lord?
I've kind of looked at myself in that light before.
Yes. Yeah, but Greg, the dive master, actually did all the wiring for that side of the room, all of it, and most of the wiring for this side of the room.
And Greg, two out of three ain't bad.
Hey.
As far as...
Yeah, you plug the wires in and you hope that things work out all right. That's the best you can do.
How many times have you electrocuted yourself?
It's low voltage. He doesn't even know.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep track.
Well, you see my hair? That's that's not moose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
I had a nickel for every time I uttered that phrase.
Oh, look, hair gel.
Okay, enough out of you two.
Hey, you were talking about the Galapagos. So I was doing a little research online.
You want to go now, huh?
Well, yeah.
I want to go to Galapagos.
There's a really cool creature on this island called the blue-footed booby.
Right. Well, that's true. I mean, it's a bird, but that's really not the chief attraction.
Let me see the computer monitor. No, see? It's really a bird.
It's a blue-footed booby.
Okay, I thought I was going to be... All right, you let me down there.
Well, I can find some other stuff for you.
I moved a whole 3 foot to see a bird on your computer monitor,
yeah.
CJ.
You're
wasting my time. Get out of the way, loser.
What? No. Trying to educate you.
No, yeah. Well, they have a Galapagos Explorer Ventures live aboard. Yeah, they do.
Oh, if we're going there, then I want some time. That I'm interested in.
All right, well, we'll see.
The only Northern Hemisphere penguin, by the way. The only penguin that lives north of the equator lives in the Galapagos.
That would mean it'd be cold, and I'm not a cold water diver.
Well, the water's cold. The water's cold at the Galapagos.
Well, we'll see. You know, I was talking about Saba, though, and Pete from Scuba Board, he was on that trip with me, and he's on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Pete?
I'm doing good, guys. How you guys doing?
I'm good. Hey, we're working out our schedule for 2009 for diving there, Pete, and I'm talking to Bill and CJ here, and trying to tell them that the Saba trip is the one they ought to go on. What do you think?
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, because, you know, you got four islands. Unlike some of these other liveaboard trips where we're on the boat for the whole week, you can visit St. Kitts, Estacia.
I'd hate to go to some of those crappy one-island liveaboards. Holy, that would be terrible.
And this is the neat thing about it is that you actually have a competent captain driving the boat, so you actually get to see all four islands.
Well, that's interesting.
As opposed to what, exactly?
Well, I mean, it was suggested earlier that you would drive to Vandenberg, and I'm thinking it'd probably be wrecked off of Cuba or something.
Well, yeah.
Your navigational skills or lack thereof, you know, who knows where it'd be?
Well, Explorer Avengers is the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio, but let me clarify the record. I do not captain their vessels. Or have anything to do with navigational issues when it comes to their trips. They handle that on their own, and they do quite a good job.
And so, they do a wonderful job.
Yeah, but I really enjoyed our Saba adventure. I mean, the diving was almost like icing on the cake. It was the trips on land, though, that we were like, whoa, this is good. Remember, we saw one of the only copies of the Declaration of Independence that exist in the world today.
How could I possibly forget?
Now, Pete, I'm glad you're with me here on the show today when I ask this question, because I'm afraid sometimes to ask Greg questions that involve general global navigation. What body of water is Saba in? And I hate to sound that ignorant, but I have absolutely no idea what body of water Saba is in.
That would be in the Atlantic.
Is it in the Caribbean?
Oh, definitely. South Caribbean.
Okay. It's one of the islands that I've never heard of. Saba? Well, I mean, I heard about it when you went there, but I didn't really know where it was.
This reflects more upon you than it does upon Saba.
Okay, and I agree with you.
Yeah, now you start, or at least we started, in St. Kitts, which, I don't know if you remember, Pete, but doesn't that sit on the border of the Caribbean Sea and the something?
Yeah, it's got a little bit. I mean, you got the Caribbean on one side and the Atlantic on the other. You know, is the way it is. But really, the Caribbean's pretty much a part of the Atlantic.
Right.
I mean, they're kidding themselves when they say it's not. It's really a part of the Atlantic.
Yeah, they're all connected, I hear.
They're fooling themselves. Well, how silly of them.
Yeah.
And those cartographers.
But, you know, it is cool to visit like an island like St. Kitts and see all the goats all over the place. And then you hop on the boat for a couple days. Yeah, they got goats that wander around.
Remember the betting that went on about which goat would fall off next?
Right.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
We got goats here.
Yeah, but these goats, check this out.
He's all impressed by goats.
No, you go there. They have goat watch on the boat because when you anchor up next to Saba, it was a Saba or a station.
I quit the show right now.
It was Saba that we had the goat watch.
Goat watch because, you know, it's very... The
it's
side
volcanic.
Of the, yeah, it's volcanic. It's very
what is there a volcano and it shakes the goats off? Is there a volcano that shoots goats out of it?
The goats actually get along the mountainside and they kind of hang out.
Got his goat.
Hang out there, and they have a tendency to fall off or jump in the water and swim over to the boat and get up on the boat at night. So they'd wake up the next day and there'd be a goat on the boat.
Hey, Greg, does anyone have the copyright to Goat Radio?
Check it real quick.
Well, actually, the best part is when the goat falls in there and dies and we have a new shark feeding.
Exactly.
Now you're talking. Thank you.
Yeah, but you could sit there and see the goats on the cliffs there, and they, you know, the rocks would be falling down, and they'd slip a little bit here and there, and every once in a while a goat would go, whee!
Yeah, but that part, their chance for survival is reduced dramatically.
When they fall.
When they fall that far. When they fall all the way into the ocean, I don't recall seeing anyone, any goat actually making it to the boat, Greg.
Yeah, well, they invited people to stay up on Goat Watch. Hey, you took a night of that, didn't you?
I don't think it was goats I was watching.
I had Wednesday.
I think I was watching the girls watching the goats.
Ah, that's right. Yeah, that's the excuse. I'm watching the goats, I swear. That's why I'm here. All right, more coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
gotcha!
Get down, get down.
Gotcha!
Get down.
Look at that. We've almost made it through our first official broadcast, our new broadcast facility here for Scuba Radio. And, you know, we haven't come close to covering the different places we plan to visit in 2009. But like I said, Saba is definitely on the list with Explorer Ventures. We're working out those dates now. And
I got to tell you, the stories you're telling us off the air are, CJ, have you already... You've already taken the time off, haven't you?
Oh, just say the word goat, and I'm there.
Goat watch, seeing...
That was the original working title, by the way, for Baywatch, but they scrapped it.
Really?
They thought, nah, nobody will watch that.
And then, of course, you got the Declaration of Independence on the island of Statia that you can go see. And then you have St. Martin, which is one of the best places in the Caribbean to buy booze.
If I may, yeah. I'm just going to throw this out to CJ. CJ. Your best to dive experience of 2008, where was it?
It's got to be Turks and Caicos.
Turks and Caicos. Now, as describing your great dive destination, give me five quick one-word descriptions of things which you remember which you thought were great.
Sharks, eagle rays, turtles.
Things in the water.
Yeah, exactly.
Son of a bitch.
Well, right. See, that's where you guys have to, you really need to expand your horizons. You do, because...
I am. I'm just expanding it underwater.
A liveaboard dive adventure really is an adventure, not just underwater, but it can be topside as well.
CJ, have you done a liveaboard?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, liveaboard diving is great for me, because I can get in four or five dives a day.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You can still do that on your Saba itinerary. Just
that'll
that,
be great.
But
I'm just going to look for falling goats all the time.
Not all the time, only at night when they may board when you're sleeping.
As you come to the surface, please put your arms up above your head and prepare to push a falling goat out of the way.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
I think what Bill's driving is it's an amusing diversion, perhaps.
Yes,
but not the entire focal point for the last segment of a diving-based show.
Well, I'm just saying that some of the things you can do on your surface interval on some of these liveaboard trips is truly unique and special. And then it's not all bad. But it's good, I'm telling you. You guys, you know, I will convert you if you come to...
Goat lovers.
GoatLovers.com. Go there today. Subscribe for $9.95. You know that's how much it costs, I'm sure. Yeah. All right, well, there you go. That's what you pay for when you get a new broadcast facility. You get something like what happened today. But we enjoyed it. It's kind of a festive holiday kind of broadcast. So till next week, last broadcast of the year. Remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good down, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.